Lots of speculation, Aaron, when it comes to our economy in 2010. What's your perspective when it comes to the economy and jobs?
Well, certainly the economy is near the bottom of a very deep hole that we started falling into in 2008. There's some preliminary signs of an economic recovery, but we've got a long way to go even to just get back to the level of economic activity and employment that we had before the crisis.
So there's concern now that the economic recovery package is coming to a slow halt in the U.S. and here in Canada. What kind of effect will that have on the economy?
Well, so far the only thing that's been stopping the downturn in our economy and starting to propel a little bit of growth is government stimulus programs. So certainly it's important for governments to continue to make investments and to continue to stimulate the economy until we've got a strong recovery underway, which hasn't happened yet. So, you know, I guess my hope is that governments will continue with the spending programs that have had some positive effect so far and could have more in the future.
So when it comes to our government here in Ontario and their policies to deal with the recession, they've come up with the proposal to privatize government assets like Hydro, Ontario Power Generation, and even the LCBO. Is this a good idea at this time?
I don't think it is. I mean, certainly those kind of privatizations wouldn't do anything to combat the recession. The government might believe that selling assets is a good way to reduce the deficit, but the problem with that is that through the privatization, the government would lose the revenues that those assets generate each and every year. So actually the government would be worse off financially if it got rid of those assets. To just give you an example, there's been speculation that the LCBO could be sold for $10 billion. If the government were to reduce its current borrowing by that $10 billion, it would save about $500 million a year going forward in interest costs. But it would lose the LCBO's profits, which last year amounted to $1.4 billion. So, you know, it would in effect be losing $3 of revenue for every dollar that it saved in interest costs.
So when you look at it that way from that kind of economic analysis, and it doesn't seem to make sense to sell off profitable assets like the LCBO, you know, what would... why would they continue with the plan if it doesn't make any kind of economic sense in the long run?
Well, hopefully they won't continue with the plan. But one of the reasons that governments sometimes do privatize assets, even when it's a bad deal, is that it does put more money onto their books in a specific fiscal year. So although the government would be losing all of the LCBO's future profits, it would be able to reduce the deficit by that $10 billion in one particular year. And if that were an election year, that might be very politically attractive to the government. Certainly that factor was at play when the conservative government of Mike Harris privatized Highway 407. The goal was really to just put some more money onto the books in a specific fiscal year to make provincial finances look better than they actually were.
And we are going into a provincial election in 2011, so there might be some merit to the privatization plan from the government's perspective. The other plan that the provincial government has to deal with the recession, and that's to introduce the HST. Can you tell me about what kind of effect the revenues from the HST will have for the province and dealing with the recession?
Sure. Well, I think one really important point is that although the HST will collect more revenue from consumers who are going to be paying provincial tax on a wider range of products and services, that money is going to be used to take provincial sales tax off of inputs purchased by businesses. So there's actually no net gain in revenue for the government. Actually, the government is going to come out of this tax reform with a little bit less revenue. The real issue is this transfer of tax payments away from business and onto consumers, which I don't think is going to produce the economic effects that some of its supporters hope for.
So in the long run, when it comes to our economy, where do you see the provincial government going? And do you think that it was mostly leading up to the election, which is just really it's next year? Do you think that it's short-term thinking when it comes to this, or is this a plan that goes along with what it's been doing for, or at least this provincial government, what it's been doing for a while now?
Well, I think it really depends on the issue. I mean, if the HST was a short-term election strategy, then I think it's backfired miserably because it's been very unpopular politically, and I don't think it's something that is going to help the government in the election. I guess I have expressed the fear, though, that the rationale or the motivation for some of these potential privatizations could be to artificially make provincial finances look a little bit better going into the election. So that that could be part of it. Another thing that the provincial government's doing in terms of economic policy that we haven't really talked about yet is cutting the provincial corporate income tax rate from 14% down to 10%. That's something that's going to be very popular on Bay Street. I'm not sure if it makes much difference in terms of the election, but it is going to cost the provincial treasury about $3 billion a year in lost revenues. So, certainly one of the tensions is that the government is, casting around for things like privatization to try to make the deficit look smaller. But at the same time, it's actually worsening the deficit by doing the HST in such a way that it loses some revenue and then giving up a lot more revenue through these additional corporate tax cuts.
Can you also talk about the perception and how important perception of the performance of the economy is to the economy itself? So, for instance, when an announcement is made in the media about how the economy is actually picking up and we're heading out of a recession, and how thousands of new jobs will be created, how this impacts the economy itself, as opposed to what really might be happening, like how does perception play into economic performance?
Sure. So business confidence is always an important thing in the economy. If business leaders believe the economy is going to get better, then they'll probably make bigger investments, and those additional investments themselves could actually improve the economy. Similarly, consumer confidence is a major factor. If people believe that they're secure in their jobs and they go out and spend more money, that can strengthen the economy and actually improve job opportunities. So one thing that often happens is that government leaders the Bank of Canada governor, for example, will tend to try to promote an optimistic view of the economy to try to contribute to that sense of confidence. And I mean, I understand why they do that, because it can actually help a little bit, but it also means that observers should probably take some of what they say with a grain of salt, because often they are erring a little bit on the side of being more optimistic.
Yeah, and if you could, if we could end the program with this one last question, the difference between the markets and the economy. There seems to be, you know, a divide there. The markets are, you know, bullish, and the economy could remain stagnant. How does that work?
Well, there's a couple of points I'd make. One is that in terms of the main market in Canada, the Toronto Stock Exchange, it's very heavily dominated by companies in really two sectors, banking and natural resource extraction. If those sectors are doing well, usually that's good for the stock market, even though they only represent a fairly small fraction of the total Canadian economy. So, for example, the manufacturing sector has been very hard hit, but there aren't very many Canadian-based manufacturing companies listed on the stock exchange here. Another thing I think that's more generally true of the stock market everywhere, including Canada, is that it's very forward-looking. So it's trying to guess at what the future profits of companies are likely to be. So the stock market crashed in September of 2008, even before a lot of the variables in the real economy, like unemployment, started to get bad. But then also the stock market has already recovered a fair bit, even though the real economy has barely started to recover. So I think the stock market is rising on the expectation that we'll have an economic recovery, which is a positive sign, but it certainly doesn't mean that we've actually had an economic recovery yet.
Aaron, I want to thank you for your time.
Well, thanks for having me, and thanks for the good questions.